Welcome to the Ether. Today is Monday, May 15th, 2023. Today on the Ether, Vino Finance bringing liquid staked Atom to Kronos. Hosted by Cosmos Haas. Let's take a listen.
Hey everyone, we'll get this started here shortly. If you guys can maybe like or retweet it to, you know, get some more people in there, I really appreciate it. But yeah, I hope everyone's doing well. We'll get it going here shortly. Zim, are you there?
Hang on, yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, just a little mic check on you.
All right.
Yeah, we'll get started. So where are you based out at?
Oh, I'm in Asia.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, like a 12-hour time difference, I think.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, I'm on the East Coast, so right now it's a little after 9:30 p.m., which I usually typically don't do spaces this late, but it's all good. Ready to keep going.
Okay. It's like 9:30 a.m. here, so just it's the next day already.
Yeah, so you're like literally a whole day ahead of me. If you're in the future, you know. No, I'm excited because Cosmos has grown so fast that like a lot of things get like kind of hidden, even for myself being in this space for so long and always kind of focusing on Cosmos. Kronos kind of gets hidden a little bit at times, and the interoperability, you know, between one another. So I'm all for it. I'm excited to, you know, speak today. I mean, I guess we can kind of just get it started. If you want to, a lot of people usually listen to the recordings afterwards anyhow, but if you just wanted to do like a quick little introduction, I always like to know, you know, my guests, like how they even got into crypto in the first place too. So if you wanted to do a little quick little intro.
Yeah, sure. Hi everyone, I'm Zim. Right now I'm product lead at Vino Finance. How did I get into crypto? Originally I was just in tech, working web two companies, but I ended up in one company in the e-gaming space where the payment system was completely in crypto. So this really got me into this. Just through work and just you were interested as a tech guy in the technology itself and blockchain, how things work, started to go deeper into it, got interested into DeFi, and then just took a job within Kronos Labs, and now I started doing product here, leading Vino, we started last December with Vino, and has been really great. Yeah, that's kind of how I ended up here.
Nice. So approximately how many people are on your team?
So I think for Vino, we're about like, it's like an interdisciplinary team. Like we have designers, we have engineers, we have like of course QA operations. Some of these are shared. It's like I would say roughly 5 to 10 people, with maybe like 5 really on the core team, and the rest is maybe a shared function.
Nice, that's what's up. So I guess like for people that are in here, maybe some of people that follow me or whatnot, they might not even know what Vino Finance is. So if you'd like to explain what Vino Finance is.
Yeah, of course. So Vino Finance is a liquid staking protocol on Kronos, the blockchain. And we launched last December with offering liquid staking for CRO, the native token of Kronos and crypto.org. So we actually run a validator on crypto.org chain. And when a user stakes their CRO with Vino Finance, they receive LCRO, and we stake the CRO via IBC then on the crypto.org validator. think what makes us very competitive within Kronos, or generally across crypto.org validators, is that we have an extremely high compounding rate. So I think like every 10 to 20 minutes, rewards are harvested and then put back for staking, which allows us to like have a really large yield compared to a larger yield than most other validators, even though we still charge a fee on top of it. Also, another thing that makes Chrono, I think, Venom Finance really special is, so of course you get Elcro, you can sell it at any time, similar to other stake tokens, stake ETH, etc. You have a secondary market. Within Kronos, we have BVS, we have Faro. These are different DEXs where you can buy and sell Elcro. And also, if you still decide to unstake your Crow from Venom, what's different is compared to most liquid staking operators is that you get an NFT. Since on crypto.org, the unbounding period is like 4 weeks, which is like it's effectively a month. And you have to wait a month just to unstake your funds from there. You get an NFT. You can, during that period, sell, transfer, do whatever you can do with an NFT at any time. So it's also listed on a local NFT marketplace in the Kronos system. So in that sense, we always say like we have a never-ending liquidity. So even if there's like this unbonding period, as you have on most Cosmos chains, you can still sell out of this position by transferring NFT, by offering it to someone else, by selling it, listing it, etc.
Yeah, I like that. It's a little bit different because I mean, I do, you know, quite a few different liquid staking assets throughout crypto, mainly throughout Cosmos. But I don't know if anyone else really does the whole NFT route. And I appreciate NFTs. I really like NFTs, and you know, it's just a good little twist on it. But as for like liquid staking, I was like, yeah, I don't really, you know. There's a security posture and whatnot with like liquid staking, but it grew on me because, like you said, I mean, it's kind of unfortunate that people, you know, they bond things and then they have to wait, you know, a month, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. It all depends on whatever asset it is. And this just opens up more, you know, capital efficiency. So, you know, I'm all for it. I guess my thing is, you know, when and why did you decide to get staked Atom?
To get what?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that where
I stake Atom? Yeah. It was just we saw like an increase in interest within Kronos for Atom. It started it's been got listed within Tectonic recently, so the lending market, and also it's a popular token to trade on one of the perpetual DEXs on Cosmos, and it's just generally a very large token, has large market cap, and it's within the Cosmos system, so we can easily bridge to it. We can I think what was the other thing, it has a large amount of users within Cosmos and within Kronos, and the technology is very similar to crypto.org because they're both Cosmos chains, so we're already halfway there with what we built before, so we can reuse a lot of the things. So it was I would say like a low-hanging fruit to get it done with the tech we already have. It just makes sense for us to offer it.
Nice. And then on that, because like Atom has been kind of highly sought after right now, even like before this kind of bear market, it seems like it really does. It performs pretty well during the bear markets. And so like right now, there's been like a lot of demand for the Atom token when it comes to like stake derivatives. Like in Cosmos, there is Stride protocol, there is Quicksilver. Those are kind of like the two main ones right now. And then not only that, but then you can take those, and then there's Shade protocol, which is like privacy DeFi. And then like Osmosis has it, a couple others have it as well. There's some lending markets and things like that. So I guess my question is how, like, what's the selling point for, say, like someone, it's like, hey, yeah, I have staked Atom already, but why should I, you know, go from Stride over to Vino and check it out over on their protocol, over on Kronos chain?
That's a good point. I think for us, and also how we position ourselves, is that we say that if you stay with Venno and you receive your liquid atom, you are within the Kronos ecosystem. So it means you can use it within all the apps which are already there. Because right now it's a little bit isolated from the rest of the Cosmos ecosystem. It's completely EVM based, so it means usually it's MetaMask instead of, for example, Kepler. But I think that's a huge appeal for it, given also there's a strong active community. There's a very large amount of liquidity in this ecosystem. I think like VVS and Tectonic, they have also both like over 100 million TVL, a couple hundred million TVL both. So there's like a lot of opportunity to use it, to earn with it, on top of just holding this staking rewards. Also, I think we have a very attractive incentive program. We have like our token VNO. It's used to incentivize liquidity, but the way it aligns, I think the intentions of holders of our token, but also those of the users who liquid stake, works very well out. We think we can go into the detail a little more.
So what kind of pulls do you think there would be? Like what kind of LP positions? What's your pairings, I should say, for Atom, the Atom token?
Yeah, for Atom, we would pair it with Atom. So you can, of course, take it back and forth, trade it back and forth, and then you can trade it, route it for other pools against other tokens. I think what's interesting is also then, of course, once you have it on a lending market, you can start leveraging, get much more exposure to your staking rewards. For example, you supply L-Atom, borrow Atom, repeat this a few times. And then you do have folks that can maybe, depending on the lending market's properties, you can up like 3x your staking exposure, let's say. You have like 15-16% staking APY, then it might become 45%.
Yeah, I like that. So I didn't see before this conversation, but what's like the yield rates? Let's just use like the Elcro and Crow token. Like, what's the approximate yield on that?
On Elcro, we currently have until recently, like forecasted for a year always, we had like 13% yield, has been gone down recently to 11-12%. For Atom, we can really only see like once we launch and we start attracting the liquidity. But we also expect it will be comparable to what's currently out there on Atom staking.
Nice, I like that. So I looked like what day did you guys launch Venno Finance for the first time?
It was December 14th, if I remember correctly.
Okay, so of 22, correct? So like really basically.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah,
last year.
So like a little over 5 months ago, right? And you guys, you guys seemed like you're doing pretty well. I mean, you know, that's kind of during the bear market. So, you know, that's good. You know, like I can't explain it. Like you didn't get a full market yet. Like you didn't have the bull market. Like December, the market's been it's been pretty bad, like TVL wise and just like the enthusiasm throughout crypto since probably about last summer or the summer of 22. So you guys are positioned, in my opinion, you're positioned well because if you can survive the bear market, then you know, it's good. So I guess like, what was your, I'm going to try to word this. Like, what was your selling point when you launched and you were like, all right, how did you track like your users to come over? What was the main selling point to get users over?
I mean, in the beginning it was just because we could have like a relatively higher APY to comparative products within the cross taking space. But also I think what really spoke to us was the simplicity we provide. Our UX is very advanced compared to many other dApps out there. It really feels like an app. It's very straightforward, simple. You start with a few options. It's very quickly how to stake, to see your earnings, how to earn additionally in most, I think most other liquid staking protocols. Once you stake your token, you get your stake token. And then, okay, what do I do with it? And you get hit with a plethora of choices. And I think we simplified this process very much to really maximize your gains. Even if you're a beginner within DeFi, within liquid staking, or even Web3, we try to make it as simple as possible. We have native integrations with other protocols, so you don't even have to leave the website. You just can immediately LP after you created the liquid token, the stake token. You don't need to adjust another transactions. You don't need to learn about another protocol. So I think just the simplicity is a huge factor which has been often overlooked.
I appreciate that, because like myself, I like to experiment with all kind of different protocols, and I don't even have any assets at this point that I own throughout crypto, but I get that, because like I'm really experienced, and then you have people that may be on the newer side, and if there's like a lot of friction and there's more steps that they have to do, I mean, even for myself, I get frustrated. I'm like, whatever, I'm done with this. So simplicity is king, you know, in this space, and just making it user friendly. I always call it customer experience. Like if the customer has a good experience, most likely they're going to stick around and try it out and tell people about it and things like that. So, you know, like kudos to that, because it's very important. It's important. I've used so many different, you know, DEXs and DeFi protocols, and some of them, they're just, it's really frustrating. You have to click, and then you have to do five transactions to basically just do like a one click transaction. So that's awesome. And then like for your, like the L, so you're going to have the L Atom and Atom, and then also people can borrow and lend against it on your protocol.
Will it be through another protocol? So we will not have to like immediately integrate it. I think before we a lending protocol is willing to launch that, there needs to be some liquidity in the market. So it will not be available at launch, but it will definitely be there. So I think just need to wait for a while, need to get users to stake Atom, build up the liquidity, so also liquidations can safely happen afterwards.
Nice. So what else is good with Vino Finance? Like what else is on the roadmap for this year?
As actually, you mentioned right before that some things take multiple transactions, which could also be one. What we want to make much easier is just to really earn quickly using staking, deploying your stake token, and then harvesting whatever rewards you get into a single strategy. So the idea is that users just do a single transactions, deposit Crow or later Atom, and then they receive another yield-bearing token, which under the hood already does everything. It stakes the token, it puts it into LP or wherever, it farms the emissions from let's say VNO, and then those get compounded back into Crow and so on. So that way you only need to have one transactions to earn everything.
Nice. Like if I had to give any suggestions, like what I like, as a user, and also just to see like what's been actually working in this space, is to whenever how you guys are going to have L Atom, but just keep adding more utility to it. So like collaborations with other protocols, whether that's like an NFT marketplace on Kronos, or just like anything really. It's just like, hey, would you accept the L Atom token for, you know, like if someone wanted to buy an NFT on one of the marketplaces, or just lend or borrow, just like the more utility that drives more demand, and people want that, you know, because again, it makes it easier for someone, instead of them having to go, okay, well, I have this L Atom and now I got to swap it back over to Atom, and then I got to swap it to Crow and then grab Crow and then go buy an NFT on this, you know, like just make it so, you know, it's just like the places all accept this, in my opinion. I think that works.
Yeah, I fully agree. I think also just reaching out to other protocols, working partnerships. We can't announce anything yet. We really just, of course, the more places you can use a token, the more sense it makes to hold it, because, you know, you don't have to, as you said, you don't have to swap it back to whatever is needed. Of course, it would be great, ideally at the end, if you can even use it for things, paying for gas, but I'm not sure there's no, I haven't seen anything done like that, but at least with Cosmos-based and chains, I can see this happening in the future.
Well, it already is a thing in Cosmos. Like for example, Osmosis, you could basically use, they have certain ones that they don't allow, but basically anything that's pretty relevant, and you can use it for gas, which is pretty cool. Like you can just set it for, you know, whatever. So you don't even technically need the Osmo. I guess what they'd probably do is in the background, they just run it, so it'll swap automatically to the Osmo token if you're on Osmosis' blockchain. But yeah, you can use essentially pretty much anything for gas, which is good. Again, like, that makes it so people, there's no friction for some new user that comes on there like, oh, well, how do I get to Osmo? Oh, I got to go over to Binance, or I got to do this. And just like, all right, well, if you have Crow or if, like anything, it's just you can use it and you don't have to worry about getting like some, you know, some gas or whatever just to make one transaction. So yeah, like less, like more, you know, anything that just helps out the customer is the best approach in my opinion. And I think just in the space in general, it's starting to get better. It's still nowhere near where it needs to be. But, you know, from last year to this year, there's been a drastic improvement like all throughout crypto. And I think, you know, it's just going to keep improving. And, you know, those that kind of lead the pack, so to speak, are going to be the ones that have a competitive advantage over any of their competitors. So, you know, wish you the best of luck with that approach, and just keep collab, you know, making collaborations and bring more utility to like the stake token, which is pretty good. So I guess if there's anything else you wanted to add about, you know, the L Atom token and things like that. Can't really think of any other questions about the L Atom.
Yeah, I was just thinking also about what you just said right now. I think, especially with in Cosmos, I think everything is slightly different chain since you have like these zones, and you need to think, like, deposit or actually just bridge your tokens over. And I think like if we can get like make this really widespread where like a zone or a chain can accept other tokens for gas, that will really help the UX. Not sure what we can do also to get this be adopted widespread.
Yeah, absolutely. Like even having the L Atom token available throughout, like say, like Osmosis or, you know, any other protocols, it's a good thing too, because that could be a good way for people to go and explore too. So, like I said, the more the better, I think. You know, you have to go crazy, but just have reasons why people are going to be like, you know what, let me grab some L Atom and arbitrage opportunities too. Obviously, like if there's ways that people can make money, they're gonna do it. Doesn't matter really what chain it is. But that's one of the things with staking derivatives that I always appreciate is there. You know, for those that are patient or just really active, there are opportunities where you can earn, you know, extra funds basically for just looking at prices and making swaps. And who doesn't like some free money? So. Definitely.
Yeah, and I think also those people, they're also really useful in the sense that they make the market more efficient while they're earning for themselves. So in some way, you always want to promote that opportunity where it's possible.
Yes, for sure. So when you guys got started, did you guys get any grants, or did you do a seed round or anything?
We incubated with Kronos Labs, so they have like this incubation program. So they gave us some resources we could use to build the dApp, etc. I think it's from Condé. They have like a fund which helps to build the ecosystem up.
Yeah, that's good. That's one of the kind of the issues that I have with the general Cosmos. They have decent grants. It's just more of, because it is so decentralized and there's like no central figure, sometimes it gets a little difficult for people, you know. Even just like the marketing, like crypto.com, obviously, I think does a pretty good job, way better job than most chains do in Cosmos about just like the education and content and things like that. So I'm not always, you know, the monolithic approach about building like this super blockchain, but a lot of times it has good utility when it comes to just notoriety and just education and just people understanding like, hey, we have all this on here, instead of you have to go, you know, right now it's getting better in overall in Cosmos, because interchain accounts and queries and all that are, you know, pretty much here. And so it makes it easier for someone to be able to just be on one chain and then do a transaction on another chain without having to leave that chain, which is good. So kind of like models that monolithic approach. So yeah, I mean, I can't really think of any other questions. I was thinking about some technical questions, and sadly, like, I'm just like really brain dead right now. It's kind of late for me, and I get up so early. But yeah, I mean, if there's anything else that I haven't thought of or asked, please do so, because usually I have like a multitude of questions just for my curiosity, and I'm just like thinking right now, like, what else can I ask? And I'm just kind of drawing a blank.
I think nothing particular maybe to add some more. I know what I was thinking about what you just said, in terms of that you are able to interact from one chain or zone with others through ICA or queries, etc. I think also the only missing part there then is also to make the UX not just more accessible for users, but also for the people who build it, to just if you have building blocks available for them to build it faster. So just that it doesn't become like a big challenge to make all the interchain interactions, like to really abstract away the fact that you're interacting with multiple blockchains very easily from the developer's perspective. This would really drive just better products, better, as you call it, customer experience, and at the end will lead to larger and better, more adoption.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's day and night. I mean, I've been in Cosmos since Osmosis launched, which was in June of 21. So, and I put like, on average, I usually put a 10 to 12 hour day in crypto, you know, Monday through Friday, and a little bit on the weekends. And I remember when I first got started in Cosmos, there was just you really had to know what you were doing. There was a lot of moving parts, and it's a lot easier, a lot better now. And I just think even in general with all kind of different blockchains, because I explore, I mean, one of my non-financial advice goals was to have an NFT on like every major chain in crypto, and I pretty much succeeded on that. And some of them I don't even know if they're worth anything anymore, nor do I guess I shouldn't say I don't care, but I don't really care. But I just like to just go kind of check stuff out. You know, I just love crypto. It doesn't really matter what chain it's on. I'm not really a maxi. I'm just kind of a crypto maxi, because I always believe that crypto really just equates to freedom. And it's really nice, regardless of your geographical regions or where you're from or what ethnicity you are, or just like your beliefs. It's like crypto is a lot of fun. You actually have freedom, right? It's like you're in China or?
Yeah, in Asia.
And like, you know, you have your local currency, right? You're like forced to use that. But in crypto, you could just buy whatever you want. It's like, oh, I want Bitcoin, I want Ethereum, I want Solana, I want Crow, you're free to just buy what you want and use what you want. And, you know, that part of it is, you know, resonates with me, because I didn't really intro myself to anyone that's new, but like my real life background is I'm an accountant. You know, I'm an accountant, and I've been a tax accountant, and I've been in finance for a long time. I feel like an old man in this space, but realistically, I always say this on my spaces, like a blockchain is nothing more than just a decentralized accounting ledger that's perfect equations. And then, you know, there's accountability, there's transparency, and then you can build like really cool things on top of that. And like, we haven't even touched like the precipice of like what crypto actually can be. And we're super early, regardless of what chain you're on. And it's just really fun and fascinating to see all the new developments and even just non-DeFi things that are being built right now in the background. Like, there's so many cool things, and you know, no matter who you are, you can't understand and know everything in this space, because there's just so much data and information. And I just try to absorb as much as possible and help people. And I think there's a lot of people out there, and I appreciate what you guys are doing, and I'm always here to always help and collaborate and meet people, because like I know at this point I've been really blessed to speak with pretty much every team in Cosmos. And I don't even know how many blockchains there are now there, but there's quite a few, over 50 or so now. And I get to talk in private conversations with them, and they kind of like pick my brain, I pick their brains. And it's just so fun to see the growth of it. And regardless of price points right now, I'm just like really bullish on crypto as a whole. And my experience in technology kind of dictates that how early we truly are. And I remember in like 93 or 94, when I think it was 93, like Amazon had a bookstore, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And like, I look at that time period from then till now, and like how many years that was, and like from like what they became after that. I'm not saying these cryptos are, but I could tell you it's going to be something that we can't even imagine in the future. And it's just all fun. And I always am grateful and applaud anyone, especially during right now, because the market isn't the best, you know, and like human nature, it's always like, hey, the market's not doing good, or you could kind of get knocked down a little bit, but and people kind of tune out. But the ones that are like grinding and doing work and listening to these spaces and like taking things in are the ones that, in my opinion, are going to succeed. And you're going to be considered lucky one day. And really, you aren't lucky. You just put in the work and you understood the vision. So kudos to everyone in here. I know I just went on a little rant there, Zim, but that's how I am. I'm very passionate about crypto. Very, very passionate.
Yeah, I fully agree.
Yeah,
have not much to add.
You sound a little bit younger than me, but I don't know. I want to be doing this the rest of my life. I get nothing but pleasure out of it. Plus, I just like the ups and downs, the ebb and flows of it, and to be a part of it, because I think it's an opportunity of a lifetime. And I came to the thesis too, is like, look, if it doesn't work and all this goes to zero, I had a lot of fun. I got to go and do a lot of things that I wouldn't have been able to do if I didn't get involved in crypto. And like before crypto, I didn't even have a Twitter. I didn't have social media. I just was real low key. And I got a Twitter and just started doing this stuff and helping out and being a part of it. And anyone out there, if you want to be a part of crypto, you truly can be. Like, I started off because I was just a fan of Osmosis. I helped on the Telegram and just asked a bunch of questions, and I put in the work, and then they asked me if I wanted to be a part of the support lab. And then I started from there, got the basically working in crypto and then just doing all this stuff. And then I spoke on stage in front of like thousands of people. Like, I got to do so many cool things that if I just didn't like take the opportunity or the chance to do this, it wouldn't happen. So anyone out there, like, you can, I'm always here to help anyone. So like, even if you don't even know me yet, give me a follow, and you know, I'm here to help. I feel like I know a lot. Obviously don't know everything, because it's impossible, but I just enjoy this. Like, I enjoy what you guys are doing, because you're adding value to the Atom, you're adding value to stake derivatives. And I think Cosmos season for everyone is going to happen on the next run, because the tech is the best. Like, I haven't met anyone. I've been to ETH Denver. I talked to a bunch of Solidity developers. I've talked to people in Solana, you know, these people that have been doing this for a long time, engineers and all this. And none of them ever have anything bad to say about the tech. So the tech usually always wins at the end of the day. So it's just, we're probably longer a ways than we think we are, because there's just a lot of work that still needs to be done. Because you think about it, like, you have to ask yourself, if you're here right now, like, okay, I can understand this stuff, or maybe I don't get all of it, but I understand it. But ask, like, if your parents would know any of this stuff, you know? And if they say no, then we're still, you know, we're still pretty far away. So it'll get there, though.
Yeah, it is an adventure. And I think over time, we'll get closer and closer as we get more people into it, make it easier for them, and also for those that are not that enthusiastic, that it becomes at some point like an every thing of everyday life. Eventually we'll be there.
Yeah, absolutely. I just looked at, you know, crypto as it's like a lifeboat for everyone, because, you know, I'm a lot into economics and just policies and things like that. And one of the things that I really am bullish about crypto is I think it's going to hold a lot of people accountable in the future, even with like voting and governance and things like that. And I see it as a tool to improve the world, and I think it will. It's just going to take some time, and you know, it's going to happen, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but I think it's going to happen, and I feel good about it. So that's why I devote all my time to it. As worst case scenario, if it doesn't work, like I said before, I have a lot of fun. And I guess I'll just work a job until I'm like 80 years old and then pass away. So I'm okay with that too. But at least I'm going to have some fun doing this, buy JPEGs and have fun and just, you know, enjoy it, because it's a lot of fun. So
yeah, it's great. Like,
yeah, I don't know if you had any like closing thoughts or if anyone wanted to come up and ask any questions. I mean, I'm just hanging out here, you know, so I'm just hanging. I'm half here too, because it's like Mondays are terrible for me. I have a very long day, and for whatever reason, I stay up too late on the weekends, and then I have to get up on like 3, 4. Sometimes I'm lucky if I get 5 hours of sleep Sunday to Monday. So I'm kind of like brain dead right now. See if there's someone put a comment in here. Let me see. So Zim, I don't know if you told me or not, but like how many years have you been into crypto?
I would say like starting with my previous company, like 5 years, like in a professional manner, but dabbled around since pretty much BTC launched, I think, like maybe in shortly after, in like 2009, 2010, I was aware of it from a technology perspective. So
good for you. So I can give you a little funny, because everyone has a Bitcoin story, the ones that are like older and then kind of been into crypto. So I graduated college, and this will kind of just dox my age pretty much. I graduated college in 2009, and in America, the real estate crash happened. So there was like no jobs at all, like none. Like if you, the only jobs you can get are just like beating your body up for like decent money. You're either overqualified or underqualified. That was just like the way it was for everyone, unless you knew someone, which is always good. Anyhow, I was always good at poker. Like I read a bunch of poker books, and then I played college ball, but like on my free time, I would go to the casinos and play poker and do pretty well. So I was like, you know what, screw it. Like I'm going to work some hard jobs, make some money, some cash, and go play crypto. Or go play crypto. Go play poker. Well, crypto sometimes is like poker. Anyways. I was doing real well traveling, playing poker, basically paying my bills. And I was also playing online poker. And back in the day, it was called Carbon Poker. They would do Bitcoin and rake. So if anyone out there doesn't know what that is, it's like a fee every time the blinds go around, or if there's like a decent sized pot, like the host basically takes some of it and puts it to the side. Well, anyways, they have like promotions all the time. You would get like rake fees and stuff, but it was in Bitcoin. And me being so busy and not and being naive and kind of just like dumb about it, to be honest with you, I didn't even really know what Bitcoin was. I was like, yeah, whatever. They had this thing, it was called the vault. So think of it as like, I don't know, like a cold storage wallet or whatever. But they would just like put the Bitcoin in this vault. And I never really like looked into it. Well, long story short, I was running really, really bad, and I just was like sick of that site. I thought it was like, I was just like tilted, and I was like, ah, this is a scam, like I want all my money off of it. So at the time, I don't even remember how many Bitcoin.
Did he just lose you?
No, can you hear me? Hello, I think everyone else can hear me. Okay, he can hear me, they can hear me, give me thumbs up. Anyways, I didn't even know what Bitcoin was, and I had a bunch of it, and like a lot. And anyways, I ran bad, and they were like, you can convert this over to United States dollars. And at the time, like, I didn't even know what Bitcoin was worth. It was worth like nothing. It was like whatever. So I thought it was a scam. I never looked into it. Lo and behold, you know, I got the money, and then that was kind of it with that. And that was my first exposure to Bitcoin. It wasn't.
Yeah, I think mine was, I was actually like mining Bitcoin as part, like as a pool. I think it was still like below $100. But I never made much, because I think eventually like because you had to store the whole blockchain on your computer, and it started like at 5 gigabytes, then it grew up to 20, and I wanted to use my hard drive space for something else, so I just deleted everything. since the wallet always included the whole blockchain, also deleted that. So whatever, I don't even know how much I made like as part of some mining pool. I deleted everything from my hard drive, and then I don't know what it would have happened otherwise, but yeah, that's my story.
So at least I didn't actually lose the Bitcoin. I just was naive and like lost the value of like just at least holding on to like a Bitcoin or two. But anyways, you're one of the people that lost the Bitcoin. So, you know, the max supply is 21 million, but realistically, like there's estimates that the max supply will be about 17 million. So yeah, that's a really scarce supply. And that's one of the, you know, main selling points of Bitcoin is just how scarce it is, and scarcity. And, you know, the government can't just print more of it out of thin air backed by nothing. So I, you know, obviously if you're into crypto, you're you know, you root for Bitcoin because it's kind of like the granddaddy. But yeah, anyways, just I appreciate the rambling. I'm kind of like really tired. So if anyone, you know, just thanks for stopping by. And Zim, yeah, I'm here to help. So anytime, just let me know. I know we're like completely different time zones, but, you know, a Telegram or DMs or whatever. And maybe we could do this again at, you know, another date, another time or whatnot. But yeah, I'm here to help, and I wish you guys nothing but the best.
Yeah, thanks, man. I wish you all the best, and get some sleep.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta get up. I get up so early, work out and stuff. So I'm just, you know, getting after it, man. I appreciate everyone as always. Like I said, I'm here to help. So if you guys ever need anything, shoot me a DM, and you know, we can chat. So thank you, everyone. I hope you guys all have a good night. For you, Zim, good morning. Have a good day. It's Tuesday there for you now. So have a good Tuesday. All right. Take care, everyone. Cheers.
Yes, bye-bye. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Vino Finance, bringing liquid staked Atom to Kronos. Hosted by Cosmos Haas. Recorded on Monday, May 15th, 2023. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support now.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably it kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code, and now it's mutiny, community uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yam, Beto, and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
They started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out, teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits, all you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, this shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile over here rewiring features, more critical thinking, less knee jerk, more evolution, less shit coin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Terra Spaces.